This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Buongiorno.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And this would make you lose your mind if you're especially hungry and you get out of work at 10 a.m.
Oh, hang on now.
This is the final straw.
Are you making a DMX reference when you keep saying that?
That's why I think. It's in my mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
When I read that.
You know, she's you know what's been in my mind?
What?
Whoop, whoop. That's a ton of the police. About 6 o'clock hour if you don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. So this happened.
Today's.
There's been a lot of weirdness happening with self-driving taxis in California and Arizona.
Yeah. All the Waymos.
But nothing like this has happened. So the drive-thru line at a Chick-fil-A, they're notoriously long.
Yeah, and they expect everybody just to say, you next? I'll go ahead.
If you don't move forward, they'll shank a bit.
It's like a screwy zipper. It's like that ain't going to come into one just perfectly.
Yeah, you got to go because people are hungry and they'll stab you.
It's like a four-way stop where everybody's too nice and you're like, all right, one of you sons of bitches, go.
Please.
Flashing your lights, motioning for them, like one of you, just go.
I quit waving everybody through.
And on Monday night, a Waymo driverless taxi glitched down, caused a major backup at a Chick-fil-A line in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, it just stopped completely.
It didn't go. People were like losing their S.
Up in here.
Telling you, no one was hurt. But the driverless car did cause enough commotion that they closed the drive-thru.
Yeah, we ain't ready for that yet. It's nice to think about,
don't ever have that happen.
But that and the fact, just like in, what was the movie? Oh, God. I actually caught the movie with the lady with three breasts.
Total Recall?
Yep. You're wanted by the cops. They know where your car is, and they just will shut the motor down and actually pull you over yourself.
Yeah.
And, and I looked that up. We were talking about the other day. There's a porn series where the guy allegedly is having sex with a woman in a Tesla going down the road, and he's driving, and she's reverse cowgirl.
Wow.
And I was like, is this a green screen? No, they really are doing it.
Really are.
I'm like, they ain't ready for all that yet, especially her. She ain't even got a seatbelt on.
Must have been the fake taxi you were watching.
No, it don't have a cool name that's memorable, like Bang Bus or anything. It's just like Luke Longley.
Bang Bus.
Like, it's not the NBA guy, by the way.
God, I wish it was.
I know, but it's his name. It's kind of cute. It's like, you're paying homage to a great basketball player, and you're probably hung.
Okay.
All right. Hi, I'm Luke Longley.
That's good.
I'm an old baller.
Well, nobody was hurt in the situation in Santa Monica, but the driverless car did cause enough commotion that they closed the drive-through. Now, that's not cool.
No, that shuts down.
A walk-up window remained open. And witnesses say that the car stalled out with its hazard lights on. Oh. And at some point backed up a little, then stopped again. And they didn't know if anybody was inside or if the car was on a solo mission.
You know what?
You know what kind of jerk would just send their car out there?
I bet they were so nice about it, too, when it was broken down. Because that's how they are at Chick-fil-A.
They're politely knocking on the window. Is anyone in there? Hello?
Could you please move?
Hello?
Would you mind moving your vehicle? Hello?
Could you move just a scooch that way?
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to lay our hands on your car right now. We're going to pray that it moves.
You know what I like at fast food places? Not just specifically Chick-fil-A, but they'll be like, we made these fries are hot, but hey, they're made fresh for you. I'm like, oh, I can't eat them for 15 minutes. So thanks for handing me like a hot lava in a box.
Oh, yeah. Hot lava in a box. Well, yeah, because, I mean, everybody knows
for 15 minutes.
You're going to have a couple on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Mm,
plus,
yeah.
I like them lukewarm where they're like really salty.
But not, yeah, but that other thing is when they're right there on the cusp of throwing them out and they get a little moist where you pick them up and they just fall apart. And,
uh-uh.
No.
I like them crispy. Perfect.
Yeah.
Crispy, crunchy peanut kind of butter. Things.
Yeah, you like crunchy things.
I do.
You like crunchy black?
You need to lay off those fries. She loves 3-6.
Mm-hmm. Repping the
I do like fries. I'm not supposed to have the salt or the grease.
Mm. Ass and Blankies is her favorite salt.
Yeah, it is.
Well, some people complain about being stuck there for over half an hour. That's too long.
Yeah, I don't know how they...
But everybody survived and the world did not come to an end.
When they glitch, Jesus. I don't know how they fix them. And Atlanta's supposed to be one of the next big cities to get to Waymo.
Yeah. Well, they're still wanting to... You know, remember how they were wanting to do a certain part of Hawaii as a Google Smart City?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're talking about, I don't know which one it is. It's not, it's not Buckhead. There's another kind of, like, might be where Tyler Perry lives. But anyway, this real, like, nice little, one of those
the
cities.
Alpharetta, maybe?
Yeah, it might be. Where, you know, you can, like, literally live here and, like, walk to everything. Kind of one of those encapsulations.
That's where a lot of the athletes live.
Yeah. So they're talking about wanting to do that into a Google Smart City where, and I'm like, no. Movies have told us. Novels have told us. You never would do that. No. With these cars, it's not to say that the cars are going to turn on us, but if some of these hackers get in there and they get mad at Tesla or GE or whoever, and they start driving the cars into them like they're bombs. I mean, it's not the AI I'm scared of. It's people from other countries.
This is what Bradbury was talking about.
Bad people's who I don't like.
Bradbury's talking about censorship. That's
Amen.
Where it starts. And then
Orwell
turns into
as well.
This.
Mm.
Well, what if you had
like, Orwell as well.
A very wealthy parent or parents.
What if?
And your
you think they call her Big Mama? You should see her when she's sitting on her wallet.
One of your parents revealed that he will not leave you any of their money. How would you feel about that? Would you be like, I'm going to...
Well, I can tell you that happened
to
my...
Daddy.
That happened to my dad through his dad a couple of years ago when the will came out. And he's like, you know, he didn't leave him anything. So he was kind of bent on that. So he wanted
died within 2 years of his dad dying?
2 to 3 years.
Did you know your grandpa at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably 3 years within each other, but he the son was not in the will.
Wow.
He was recognized, but not given anything, if that makes sense.
That's kind of hurtful.
Well, he'd be taking care of him his whole life at that point.
Was it because kind of the same way he was with you, maybe?
No, he was always just taking care of him and giving him money. So I think at that point, he was like, you know what?
You got it while I was alive.
Yeah, like you kind of burned
through
it already.
My daughter.
We had that TNC, remember? He asked his grandpa for a loan, and he's like, well, this is your inheritance, so that's why you don't have to pay it back.
Oh,
do you think that parents, because they're wealthy, should give their children an inheritance? I do, but that's just me. I mean, you can't take
it. It depends.
You can't freaking take it with you.
Where's it going to go? The fact that it goes like Sting or somebody they were talking about, or Bill Gates, give it to charity that their kids, I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Bill Gates says that.
But you know they have a trust. I mean, they're you know.
How do
like,
we don't know that?
When Carnegie, as now people are calling him, when he left all his money to charity, like his kids got taken care of. Now, it was all, and let's not also make him out to be some angel or some deity. Like, he got a hell of a tax write-off. for leaving all his money to charity. It wasn't because he was, I mean, he was a nice guy, I suppose, and all that stuff. But
plus, what do some of these big charities do? You can, you know, inter-office allocations. You can hide a lot of stuff on a balance sheet.
Everybody's got a job, you know, some kind of job.
You can skim off the top if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy to hide accountings.
So he's only going to give
until the FBI gets involved.
Bill Gates, his children will inherit less than 1% of his wealth. His $101.2 billion.
They're going to get what percentage of that?
1%.
Oh, I only get 1% of $100 billion.
What is that? I can't do the math.
I can't either.
So
I've never had to.
And the reason why he's doing this is he says, I want to give them a chance to have their own earnings and success. The highest calling for these resources is to go back to the neediest through the foundation.
Oh, this, so, I mean, look, that's only $10 million bucks if I did it right.
No, $10 million would be 1% of $1 billion. He has $100 billion, so that would be...
Is that right?
$100 million.
I thought I put in $100
million. 1% of $100 billion, you would just take those six decimals and move them this way, so that would be $100 million, which compounding interest on that...
That'd be a billion, right?
Not 1% of 100 billion. Yes, it would.
Whoa! Wow. When you got six GEDs, one of them's going to kick in at some point.
He has three kids, so divide it by three.
I'm not doing all... I just multiplied, damn it. I'm not going to divide.
I'm sorry.
Is over us equals X over... Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Dang. Look.
Hey,
I'm one of the last of my kind that knows how to do that without a computer.
I had to think about the thing, and you know the order of operations, please excuse my dumbass sister, or whatever.
Dude, you know what I thought of the other day I hadn't thought about in years? Freaking Roy G. Biv. I was going to use it for a fussing name.
Look at that, a bunch of colors.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Fatboy, you know what? You take control. Pick where we're going.
You know what? He said he had to be unanimous, so let's go there.
Mean autonomous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's up, man? You need advice, I guess, right? Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I do. I need help, just like a gut check on something that's been stuck in my head for a few days now.
Uh-oh, so relationship trouble, IRS trouble.
That's right. It's April. Got it like a week before.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're falling together this year.
No, it's just relationship. I don't want to say trouble, just, you know, there's a big question mark. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it kind of feels like the IRS.
Okay. Well, I mean, how do you really know the two apart?
Oh, wow.
All right, so go on. This is interesting.
Okay, so I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Great relationship, solid. I've been planning to propose this fall. A little nervous, but I've already looked at rings. I've even talked to her mom. You know, the whole deal.
Okay.
So, I hate to interrupt. I've got the phone potted down about halfway.
Yeah.
Do you by chance have the largest nuts in the world, sir? Because I'm kind of giving getting that vibe because it was like,
all right, I get it.
But like times 100, I'm just trying to ride his levels up.
He has that very deep voice. Like you could be like the voice of actual Anonymous. Are you wearing a Guy Fawkes mask as you call us right now?
Are you ready?
Anonymous? Are you ready?
No, I am nervous though.
No, totally get it. All right, so big plans here. You got the whole future husband thing, looking at rings. When you get ready for that, I got a jeweler in mind for you. A little nepotism.
Yes, I mean, great. I'll take, you know, any rings and advice, the whole nine.
We're going to sell them to you. We ain't going to give them to you. But so anyway, what's the problem then? Did you find out something mysterious about her, or you need to tell her something, or what?
Not too mysterious. You know, luckily it's not, you know, deal-breaking, but listen, the other night, I mean, we're talking about marriage stuff. We're sitting down, chit-chatting, and out of nowhere, she hits me with... She just asked me flat out, like, how much do you make a year? Like, without any, she didn't lead up to it. Just boom, right there. How much do you make a year? No warning. And she felt like an accountant or something. And totally off-putting.
Damn.
Straight to the W-2s.
Wow.
Like, she went to the W-2s before she went to the I do's, baby. Like, that's cold.
That's a good point.
I mean, that is.
Exactly. I just froze, and I was like, what? It literally took me a second to really gather what she said. And the awkward thing, she just sat there, like, waiting for an answer.
I mean, do you think it was, like, from a, like, you know, like a let's plan a life together standpoint, or like a let me see if I'm wasting my, you know, good years on some guy who's not making any money? Like, one of the two.
Right. Yeah.
That's a fair, kind of thing. I mean, like, what did she...
I mean, what else would it be?
What did you call him? A budget brand man?
Budget brand man.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
That's cute. Are you the Laura Lynn of men? Now, did she, like, smile or, like, wink at you or anything?
No, God, and this is the awkward thing, guys. Like, literally, it was deadpan, no smile, no follow-up, no nothing. It just that question, and then she just sat there. It literally threw me off my rocker.
You think she was going to follow it up with wanting to apply for a loan from you? Maybe she's got some student debt or something. Like, that's not how you open up a conversation about money, I don't think. Just straight up just blurting that out.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not naive, right? And I know it's a big thing, but... There was no joking about it.
Let me ask you this. Have the two of you, like, ever talked about finances at all? Like, any five-year plan, debt, student loans? I mean, that's nothing I had to talk to with any of my informers.
Right.
They were not educated.
No, up to this point, not really. So we've just always been kind of like 50-50. We always just split stuff evenly. Like, I pick up dinner sometimes. She picks up dinner sometimes. It just... Balance, really.
It's your first marriage, if I may ask? Your first marriage?
Yeah, no, I've never been married.
So, like, here's the thing. Talking about money in, like, a serious relationship, like, that's normal. And it, honestly, like, I don't know the way they used to do it in prior generations. And before it says it, yes, it used to, women would not be able to work and they'd stay at home and all this stuff. But like, it needs to happen. Maybe that affects the divorce rate, because if someone asks that question cold out of nowhere, it feels less like they're planning a life and more like they're running a background check on you. Like they're checking your credit karma or whatever.
But maybe she's just planning a future with you and seeing what the budget is to live on. And I don't know, did you already have a home? Or
is it a relationship or a performance review, right?
Exactly. Yeah. She took the words right out of my mouth, really.
And let's be honest. I mean, if you asked her the same question, you know, she'd be calling us right now roasting you.
Likely.
Chewing the other foot.
We have Lady Anonymous on hold. I mean, she would be roasting you.
Because unless I had a marriage, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody what I had in the bank account.
Yeah. But what's got you, like, we don't, you know, again, we've dated for 2 years. Like, how, you know, that obviously maybe at the beginning was like once or twice a week. And then, of course, as the relationship grows, you're seeing it maybe every day, this, that, or the other. But, like, that's a tough place to be, because the best relationships, and I don't know why I'm saying this because I clearly don't know how to do it, but it's about building together, and it's not about tallying up what you already got. Or
it's trust.
Like, if she's marrying your salary and your credit score and not your soul, it sounded gay.
Good for her.
But like, I mean, not gay, but like just very...
homosexual?
I didn't mean that either. But like, you got bigger problems than just shopping for rings, if I'm being honest with you. And I am, in fact.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, it's like, how many months' salary is a ring? Like,
even that is absurd.
Outdated.
Because that's how they find out then. Because after you give it to them, they go back to a lawn shark and say, hey, what is this worth? And then they divide it by three, and they're like, oh, that's how much it makes. I'm kidding. People don't do that anymore.
Way.
They don't do that anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, I could. Okay. Text we'll read in a minute. Keep them coming. 1-800-774-0093. Slower for those in what town was it you told me to start using? Because you don't like that town, Fat Boy.
Ah, dang. What was it? Dang it. Now I forgot what it was.
Norris. If you're in Norris and you need me to say it slow,
shout out Margaret's.
1-800-774-0093. You can call or text. But
I mean, he's got to be making decent money, right? It's got to be.
I mean,
maybe not want to say it, but.
But that ain't though. All right?
Well, I mean, I make decent money, you know? I'm not balling, right? But I'm doing fine. And But the big thing is I'm hesitating because I feel like now she has, like, a checklist in her head and, you know, I'm being ranked in it. And I don't want to start a marriage feeling like I'm being judged every tax season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I see both ways in this. I don't know how that ever came up in the past with me. I don't know I don't remember that. It just kind of like fell into place or whatever. And again, those were not successful. So perhaps more people should have. That's not why, certainly.
Do you feel like it needed to come up, like in your past situations? Or it's got to come up at some point, right?
Like, let's ask this. Is she rolling pretty good? Like, she got a good, steady career, like, you know.
Yeah.
More so than you, if you're being honest?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pretty even.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
here's what you do.
70-30 me?
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well, and plus you take the 20%, so it's like 90-10 her.
I don't know that. Am I being too sensitive?
No. I said, don't, like, you feel the same way about this girl, like, except for that one question. So, I'd still get the ring, keep it in a sock drawer till you all have like a real talk, because if she she can't discuss money with you, then can she just spring it on you? Like, that's not a partnership.
No.
Like, truly.
The biggest fights you have generally are over money.
And then she brings it up again, just tell her maybe this, and maybe this is too crass, but you say something like, honey, I love you and I make enough to know that, like, prenups are sounding real sexy right now to me when I hear this. I'm joking.
I might. Well, listen, I don't know. Who knows? I might just drop that line next time. But I feel like I kind of.
A wise man told me that
mom.
Prenups don't matter if you make less than $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's like that's not even the common man's vocabulary, right?
So I'm just the common man. I just keep us posted on this, for real. And a whole bunch of people are going to call in here. They're already going off. Hopefully they're calling in to help you. But hang on to that receipt, though, for the ring. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, for real.
No, we'll do.
A ring without that certificate and your gem certificate or whatever the hell, it's like, you know, now with the way they grow diamonds in labs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's growing stuff now. Weed,
really
diamonds, rubies, emeralds.
Sucks you got to operate that way, but you got to keep the receipt.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we save your phone number and give it out to everyone so we can call you in the future and check in with you? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank
All right.
you.
Load
so
those nuts back in that wheelbarrow and we'll talk to you
later. All right. See you later, man.
That's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Break it down. Live. It just feels better today. I guess it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Live.
Feels good.
It's time to say hello, famous people born on this day, April 11th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or
suck it.
Oh, man.
This one might.
Me and Fatboy at the same time.
Yeah, sucking it.
I tell you this, we only got two Friday birthdays. Thank God for Saturday birthdays. We don't have
TGIS.
We don't have any.
We don't have any birthdays?
We don't have any happy heavenlies.
Oh,
that's good. It means they're still with us or burning in hell.
That's true. This might make P1 Looper happy. I don't have music for this chick, but
Jackie Chan.
She's been on this show a good bit. Last time she was on the show, I believe she was talking about her Playboy spread. From Battlestar Galactica, she was Cylon number 6, Trisha Helfer.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking.
We had her on the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she come on a good bit.
What was she? Maybe it was Playboy she was promoting. Yeah, I do remember her on more than once. But that was a time when, and not that she's.
Was she live here or was she calling?
Oh yeah, it would have been a call in.
Yeah.
Some of our better ones were Hill's by phone. Me.
Huh? That's no, before we had that one that Greenville was mean to him. That's why I was trying
that
to.
That was
think.
Lisa Ann, the porn star in studio. Or you're referring to CM Punk, the dickhead wrestler.
Okay.
And that's no work. I know what people have asked me before. Is that real, that time about you and CM Punk?
Yeah.
It was
that real?
It's very uncomfortable.
I think Punk remembered that because he mentioned it to somebody else after it happened.
I know. I was, ooh. He's a dick.
Boss liked that. I think the boss took CM Punk's side in that one, didn't he? Yeah, like when he said, that's not going to end well.
He saw it as good for, I mean, like the truth of it. I mean, he saw it as a good ratings thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fake. Like
damn.
We were at each other's throats. And I might have got my ass pummeled. Not in a good way. I meant like a violent, yeah, beating about? Way or whatever. And I, you know, ooh. But I was, what a, Anyway.
Anywho, old Trisha.
You're
going
to bring up the nasty boys.
I didn't mean
everywhere.
To. I was thought, I didn't know.
Trisha okay. Helford, everyone knows is 48.
Yo, Helford.
Any fan knows.
Okay, I'll say 47.
Oh, I wish you'd said 51.
Ah, oh, well, I'm no fan.
That's what the hell she is. Good looking as hell, too, still.
How is she?
Oh. 24 karat gold productions.
Man, oh, man. Is this a swerve? Is it Marlena's birthday?
Nope. The man himself.
The one they call the natural.
The one that should have been champion.
The one that's on my short list of top five I want to interview before one of us leaves this world.
Your to-do list?
Yeah. Well, not in that way, but to,
I didn't mean
to
it
do
that
as
way.
A interview, yes.
You may know him as Dustin Runnels.
But you know him as Gold Dust. I can't bite my teeth together like he does. I feel like I'm going to chip one. You know that. Like he actually going to bite you?
Like he's going to chomp at you?
Wow.
That noise he used to make was like when a Bebe's ticks.
He started wearing a ball gag. And
what the hell?
Still paints his face now.
Half his face.
Yep.
He looks like he went to like some kind of Juggalo con and halfway through the face painting, he's like, all right, I'm tired. Gone. I'm going to get a beer.
Who
he's walking around with half his face.
Who was his first tag team partner? Remember when we first came on WCW? We started tagging.
Give me the initials, please.
IRS.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I swear on my father's grave I was going to say Mike Rotunda.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Old VK Wall Street.
I thought it was going to be a twist and it was going to be Dusty.
I'm
going to bring out a Mithril partner you never seen before, but I seen him when it came out of the mama's vagina.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
My son, Dusty.
I think Irwin R. came out of Syracuse, right?
Yes, he did. I will say that Dustin
Praise
is
Daddy.
54, but 55. I was leaning on 55.
Ooh. Well, Gold Dust Runnels himself is all like Cody's older brother, 56.
Oh, we're just
years old.
Not getting
it. He's probably going to work, what, now 3 or 4 years, I imagine.
Dude, he still goes. I mean, and with not any missteps.
Is he in good shape?
Yes.
Goes hard, too. He goes hard.
He shows a rough life on his face, though, if that makes any sense. Possum Kingdom.
No. Nope.
Nope. I'm wrong with that.
Paige said he's a very nice guy. I love him. So nice. The lead singer of Everclear.
Art is really nice.
What's his name?
Alizakis.
Yeah.
Art.
He's really cool.
I think Paige likes him because she also has a brother named Art.
He also went the way with like Mark McGrath, where they realized like, I mean, they still go do concerts, but like, they needed to do something else as well.
Oh, yeah.
And he's one of the first rock guys that started his own podcast, like way back before everybody had their own podcast.
And
they had
you know,
a good crowd.
He's just real. He says, you know, he's got a life with two kids. And, you know, you're not a rock star when you're a dad like that anymore.
Didn't they have a good crowd when they came here with a fastball? Yeah. And yeah.
Good crowd. I like going out there.
I got to share the new meme that I got where it's Jelly Roll's body, but Dave Grohl's face, and it's called Jelly Grohl.
Jelly
it's
Grohl's
beautiful.
The best. I love those. Got a pretty smile.
Those mashups are great.
That's a part of AI I do like. I'll go whatever Paige says because she's probably met him before. I mean, met him.
What?
Met him.
Oh, Arthur.
I'd say
60. 59.
63.
Whoa-wee.
Years old today. Still hitting the road, too. Those boys always touring.
Wow. I know. I've been watching Jackal out in Los Angeles. I'm like, I want y'all to get home.
Oh,
don't get
safe.
Too wild out there.
Be safe.
Don't start smashing and grabbing. And
we got to catch up with old Jesse here soon.
I'm going to ask him why they didn't play San Francisco.
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
Fun. Like if they,
I just don't know if they'd pull a crowd there.
You'd be surprised.
This sucker's a part-time Eagle. Yeah, I believe he used to be a Prairie Dog back in the day, right? First band he started out with.
You think they're going to think about, okay, yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think. It's Vince Gill.
It is Vince Gill's birthday.
Okay, I thought you were trying to twist it, swerve me again. Well, you're not in the mood to swerve today, I can tell. You're just ready
He's hungry.
It's his house. Vince Gill. Don't you love the fact that, like,
I do like Vince Gill.
Only in country music do they overlook infidelity. Like him and Amy Grant, Vince and Trisha. They kind of, you kind of like overlook the infidelity there. Or even Blake and Doohickey. What's her name?
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, no. The other one, the first one.
Oh, Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's another. I was going to say, well, Gwen was broken up with.
I didn't know she was here when he was here, Blake. He brought Gwen out on stage with him.
Really?
Yeah. I like her new album.
I heard Baryshnikov was at Chelsea Ballerina the other night.
I was about to say, Kelsey what? Big Ol' Wiener is had a good crowd.
It was Michelle Baryshnikov, not Michael.
Big Mike Baryshnikov.
Big Mike Baryshnikov. I didn't even think about Michelle there.
He has such pretty blue eyes.
Obama. Big Mike.
Oh. How old's old Vince?
Yeah.
62.
Well, he's 68 years old today.
Have you seen George Strait Jr.? He's going into music. He's going into music.
We gotta look him up.
Like his daddy?
Yeah.
I saw George Strait was voted best looking country.
Sexiest man in country music of all time.
King George.
I'm like, mother-in-law.
Clearly, you never saw a young John Anderson when he was swinging.
We'll keep it going for Andy Garcia. Don't really have any Godfather music to play. He was in Godfather 3.
I don't know if I should do this or not. I'm pro Garcia. I'm pro Garcia. So.
He was not Joey Zaza. He killed Joey Zaza on the horse.
And he also was the casino boss in. Ocean's 11.
It was Terry Benedict in the Ocean's movies. Remember that? He was the cop on the horse, and he shot Joey Zaza in the chest twice.
Joey Zaza. Older than I think, so I'm going to go 73.
74.
He was Sonny's bastard son. 69 years old, Randy Garcia.
He's not.
Saw him in Landman. He was good in Landman. That's a good show.
Did he have allegations a while back or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's kept to himself. That.
There needs to be a website you can just go plug it, like a real one. Like, it's not just a hearsay. Like, hey, I feel like this guy had some sexual allegations during COVID, but I don't remember. Can you tell me?
During COVID?
That's when all the Me Too say. I think that's.
Oh, I thought you said Me Too. I was about to say.
That's what you're going to have a Meat Plus Three freaking stacks when we leave.
We got a couple left. This gentleman's probably the biggest Ball State Cardinal fan in the history of the world.
David Letterman.
It is David Letterman's birthday.
Aww.
Used to host a show from the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. He did more for that school than anything else that school's ever done.
I can't tell you an athlete
who's
came out of Ball
State.
No,
I cannot. David Letterman, who has one of the, and this is for me, has one of the nicest beards ever.
Just how long is his getting?
I don't know. Fred Durst is another one who has a, we're trying to do a show.
did you see, I don't know why this made me think of this, but Kanye tweeted last night, send nudes. And then the thread up under that was just really ridiculous.
Were they of Kim?
Well, some, but some were actual people, like, sending him naked.
Oh, my God.
He was wild.
Party Man Dan sent a photo to Kanye.
He was talking about, all kind of stuff.
Remember when Kanye was doing the thing, what are you wearing? Like, remember the whole, what are you wearing, what are you wearing? And he kept tweeting that. He's like, tag me what you're wearing. And I was at the American Red Cross charity gala with Rob Inario.
No, yeah.
And it had the picture of me wearing a tuxedo, and I tweeted it to Kanye, and he wrote, look at this dickhead. He did, too. Yeah, I screenshot it because I thought that was awesome.
You're famous now. He called you a dickhead.
Oh, Kanye called me a dickhead.
That's something else.
Yeah. He was talking about trans people last night. He might want to delete his ex here soon.
If the world ever says because you follow someone that you agree with them, I will tell them they're wrong because that's not true.
David Letterman is 78 years old today. And
sorry, man.
Happy birthday, Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy himself. 79 years old. That's also Kevin O'Shea, Heisman Trophy winner from Little Giants.
Okay.
A classic kids football movie.
How about mentioning Blue Chips?
Oh, Blue Chips. Shaq forgot he was in Blue Chips until Ernie mentioned it the other night.
Oh, God.
Ernie said, you play for the Dolphins. He said, I never played for the Dolphins.
Do you think Shaq, smokes weed or, anything, maybe microdoses, because he's got this look on his face. He's very sharp and smart and everything, but
never heard that with Shaq.
He's got that dazed eyes. I think it's because he's always working. Like he
you don't really hear about a lot of lingering injuries with Shaq either.
No.
And I know he's for Icy Hot, you know, and some other stuff too, so.
Everything now.
Like every business. Every,
he's had his own line of eyeglasses, his own couch at couch, what's it called up the road? Couch store?
Oh, God.
Couches are
which one. No, Shaq's like La Cosa Nostra.
They do couches, and Jason Sehorn has a collection there.
He's going to take a piece of your business. Shout out Sehorn, which, you know, hey, we know he listens.
Yeah, Morgan, well, we know the one time that he listened.
Living in Charlotte, the Queen City.
Right. What's up, Jason Sehorn? I'd like to say thank you for listening to today's show. I don't know what it is. I had an absolute blast hanging out with y'all. Normally, like, I leave here like, ugh. But today, I'm not.
No.
I do that same routine all the time.
It was so fun.
It was fun today.
It was
fun. Won't y'all come to the house and hang out for like 4 more hours with me?
Okay, no.
Hell yeah.
Y'all can help me shovel things and disperse fertilizers
Paige,
and whatnot.
He has a pillow that looks like a breadstick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're not going to want to leave.
I would go sleep in the
barn. He was biting my pillow when he was at the house.
I'd go cuddle with your cow.
And you know what?
I didn't try to eat his
breadstick. He was drinking as well, and he left rum stains on my pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you.
You dirty, foul person.
I told you to watch out.
Robbie?
I encourage you to text right now. Not where you're driving, but later when you're mobile and stopped. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Old people cannot. Dude, that commercial's so true. Old people cannot take selfies.
They
put it up in the air like they're the damn Statue of Liberty. And you get the top of their head and everything behind them.
They weren't looking at the camera.
You can get today's podcast, all the podcasts from the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much all of them. Go get it. And please like, subscribe, and comment. Thank you for listening. Have you a blessed weekend. Wash your hands.
Wipe good.
It's coming up on Sunday, so wash your ass, too. Thanks for listening. God bless America. It is good.
Rewind.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.